Okay, usually on this segment, I find something or something or someone or something that is, you know, it caught my attention. And I find their behavior to be noteworthy, right? Okay. We talk about something.
Yeah.
All right, so there was this couple yesterday as it was a ceremony to honor some Girl Scouts. And it was, as you know, raining.
It was raining, yes.
Yeah, pretty nicely yesterday. And this ceremony was outside.
Uh-huh.
And this couple brought their child to the Girl Scout event and were not dressed to be outside.
Uh-huh.
They assumed that the event would be inside, having never attended this event before.
I think I see where this is going. And I think this would be was this the Mila clan we're talking about?
Hang on. No. So we show up at this place.
Yes.
And everybody's standing around in slickers and umbrellas, and I'm thinking, oh, crap. This is an outdoor event.
I see.
And I'm thinking to myself, who the heck would schedule an outdoor event when it's raining? Why don't you have a... And I'm thinking, this is the Girl Scouts. They are supposed to be prepared for things of this nature.
Yes. Girl Absolutely.
Scouts, Girl Scouts isn't, let's stay indoors and make macrame and beaded jewelry.
Well,
no.
That's some of what they do, but, yeah, but a lot of what they do is outdoors.
Scouts means you go outside and you be a part of the world and you be a part of nature and you learn. And
so you, your wife, and daughter looked like drowned rats before it was all said and done.
Coincidentally, I had bought my daughter a brand new umbrella over the weekend. You know, just a whim. You know, we passed by a display of them, and she said, you know, it'd be nice now that the weather is going to turn rainy. It would be nice if I had an umbrella in my backpack. And I'm like, you know what? That's a good idea. It's a very good idea. So literally, we bought her this umbrella over the weekend, and I felt like such a horrible parent. It's like I'm not prepared to be outside. And then, of course, the other parents look at you with disdain. They look at you like, oh,
so
you're one of those.
So you sent your daughter out with her little umbrella,
yep.
And you and your wife spent the ceremony sitting in the car.
Yeah. Precisely.
I would look at you with disdain as well.
Yeah, yeah. And if I had thought about it, you know, I'd have worn boots and a raincoat. Or, you know, I've got a very nice London Fog overcoat. I'd have worn that and had a... you know, an umbrella, I'd have been prepared.
Uh-huh.
But my wife had just come from work. She was wearing dress clothes and dress shoes, and it was muddy and icky. It's like, well, we're horrible parents. We're just negligent, bad parents. And I thought, you know, if the roles were reversed and I was normal, you know, used to this, and I saw us walk up and be like, oh, you city slickers, you urbanites.
Yeah.
You're not prepared for outdoor living. And it's like, no, I'm not. So that was my observation. And I thought, you know what? It's time that I turn the mirror or the focus of my ridicule on myself, because that's exactly the way it was.
I think you need to go tent camping this summer to get a true experience outdoors.
Now, it's interesting you say that. I've been tent camping.
Okay.
Okay? I've roughed it.
Uh-huh.
I've taken a tent and a sleeping bag and some MREs on a motorcycle and gone camping up in Yellowstone National Park.
MREs, really?
Well, yeah, they're easy.
They taste terrible.
No, not all of them.
Oh, we
no, there's some kind of
some here in the studio once. They're not good.
Well, okay,
especially when there are other options out there with
like what?
Well, there's all kinds of freeze dried or pre
prepared
foods that you could take.
Well, these were
even
free.
Bags of Cheetos would be better than MREs.
No.
Yes, they would.
MREs are hot. MREs are they're reasonably tasty.
What is this? Some kind of meat.
Today's winner of Guess the Meat.
Yeah.
Halliburton stew.
That's good eating right there. Now that causes some kind of a fungus to grow in your lung, but that's okay. But no, I've done that. I've done the roughing it. I've gone up and I even one time hunted and killed, skinned, and cooked a rabbit over an open fire while I was out. Now, I vowed I would never, ever do that again because, you know, in the movies,
I just picture you as Jed Clampett, shooting for some food, when up through the ground comes a bubbling crude.
It's interesting what a rabbit, what's left of a rabbit, with a 12-gauge tactical shotgun.
Yeah, enough to put it fit on a Ritz cracker.
But I've done that. And it's interesting because the movies make it look like, you know, you make camp at 4 in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And you,
the weather's beautiful.
Yeah, you hunt it, you skin it, you cook it, and by, you know, just as dusk is happening, you're eating.
You got that little stick rotating over the fire with the carcass on there.
Sure,
and then you
know,
take your Bowie knife and stab it and then put it in your mouth.
Nothing could be further from the truth. You know, first of all, it takes forever to find something. Then, you know, you got to, and having been completely inexperienced at it, I made a complete mess of cleaning it.
Once again, a bag of Jack Link's beef jerky would have gone a long way to solving your problem.
Well, that's why I threw a handful of MREs in the saddlebag along with my tent, my pup tent and sleeping bag, and went up into the high country on my motorcycle. And it was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. Not doing that again. We have decided that the fam decided that we do want to go camping this summer and making arrangements now. We're going to rent an RV.
Oh, of course you are. Of course you are.
Absolutely.
The guy who has somebody mow his lawn and shovel his sidewalk is going to rent an RV for camping.
Listen,
that's not camping.
Yes, it is,
no,
man.
No, it's not.
You can ridicule me all you want.
Just because
but
you
when
have
I'm...
a campfire out, just because you have a fire outside the palatial RV. That,
When I'm comfortable and relaxed and enjoying nature, and I'm not...
Satellite dish on top, Wi-Fi available.
I don't know about the Wi-Fi.
I tell you the camping story that's not happening?
Yeah.
I am going to Bayfield. I'm going to the Northwoods for the first time. Now,
Bayfield is awesome.
Oh, okay.
Some listeners may or may not be aware, but in the last few years, I've gotten divorced.
Oh, okay.
And it just so happens that my ex is taking my kids camping to Bayfield the exact same weekend that I'm going to be there.
Are you serious?
They are going to be camping. Tents and fires and in the Outwoods.
What's Chris going to be doing?
Me and my girlfriend have picked out the most beautiful bed and breakfast in Bayfield.
I am so proud of you.
With a wraparound porch and a continental breakfast.
Oh, is this the Rittenhouse, the one that's right downtown?
And by the way, the timing is completely accidental. That I didn't know that my kids were going camping this weekend.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that we were going there.
Well, it's a small town. You can guarantee you're going to run into them at some point.
I am waiting for my kids, who will be sleeping on the cold ground. Dad, can you let us in? Can we stay with you?
Dad's busy. WSAU. We'll be right back.
That thing in life, how you feel awkward all the time. Right? You'd think it would go away, but no, it just gets worse as you get older. Like, for instance, you ever go into a store and you happen to be carrying something that they sell in that store and then start to get all paranoid that they're going to think that you stole it? That happened to me recently at the gun store. I totally panicked and overcompensated. I was like, I had this when I came in here. Get down on the ground. Don't look at me. Put your wallet to the side.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.